Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. I'm going to talk about franchising today. If you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 347-324-3460, or you can post a question in the chat room, and I'll go ahead and read that question on the air. Franchises. Think of let's divide things in half. Is starting a business that you have on your own versus a franchise. I know you're trying to decide, okay, what I'm going to do. The number one thing you want to do, you have go with things you have passion for. Don't go to do something just in order to earn a paycheck, because sometimes you're not going to earn any profit maybe for a whole year. You might break even, which is a good thing. You're going to probably have some losses for the first year. So it just really depends on where you're going to be. Franchise, you have to fit a certain model if they want you and if you want them as well. There is some startup money that's going to be out of pocket. It can be from a few thousand dollars. It can go up to $1 million if you're trying to start a McDonald's or a Wendy's franchise, because of cost of labor, cost of construction, and a lot of things you can get loans on. Even if you open a dealership, you need at least $1 million in order to do that. A dealership as a car dealership or something. So that's a franchise. Ford is stores or a franchise. They're not owned by Ford. They just franchise a Ford. Same thing with General Motors, Cadillac, you name it. McDonald's is a franchise, as most of them are. A lot of them are pretty much a franchise. Wendy's, you name it, they are a franchise of a main company. I'm going to talk about, is a franchise right for you? You're going to really have to think about, is that franchise right for you? If you're passionate in cooking, you want to do something that you really love. If you like cooking, then, you know, open a food franchise that's not fine. I mean, it's great for you. It works for you. You know, one person mentioned on an interview not too long ago, I had someone on this year, and they're applying for a business loan, and they said that I have $100,000 and I want to open my own restaurant. So, well, it's great, but have you tested the food with a general audience that someone will can pay for? You say, yeah, I tested with my friends and family. Your friends and family is not your customers. I advised him to do one thing. I said, go and hold a picnic, or go do a weekend cart in a mall, or go and do a weekend thing at the farmer's market, go and do a weekend truck sale, and have people to sample your food and get their honest opinion if they really like it. If it's good enough for them to buy it. And then you will know if that market is good for you. If the food is good, the people will come. If it's not good, then you just lost $100,000. A lot of people, you can have all the glitz and glamour, but if they don't like your food, that's all that matters. So you need to make sure that if you're going to do it on your own, you test your own food with a general public who's going to be willing to buy it. So here's some four danger signs when you franchise. I'm going to name that. One, when we look at a franchise, you want to also look at lots of litigation and closure. If you have a lot of them, which they have to disclose to you, here's some other danger signs. You have a lot of litigation, a lot of closings, that's not good for you. Kind of avoid that. Number two, if they have too many bad reviews online or bad reviews, period, they have to share that with you, that's not a good franchise. Number three, they have high-pressure tactics to get you to sign on. That is not, because if they have to push that hard, they're not looking at your interest, they're looking at their own or the salesperson. Number four, also if they have a vigorous kind of termination clauses, kind of avoid that as well. So kind of keep in mind, you need to do a lot of homework and a lot of discernment when you look at buying a franchise or opening a franchise. And you want to get one that's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that is going to work with you, work for you, and make you money. And look at the restrictions. Because if you come up with $100,000 to buy this franchise or $30,000 for a consultant, you can be a consultant on your own. Train yourself, read the books, and maybe get some industry certification and become a consultant. You don't have to pay $10,000 and $20,000 to be a consultant of another larger outfit. You're your own consultant. Or go to their seminar and get the information and just try to duplicate what you can do. So I just want to leave you guys with that. Also, there's International Franchise Association, D.C. You can get a lot of information on numbers about franchising. And it's franchise.org. And it tells you almost anything what you want to know about franchise. Then also, there is a convention they hold every year. The next one is not until 2013. But it's a convention. Have just all the franchisors are there together. If you're in the Las Vegas area next year, it's great. February 17th to the 20th, check that out. Or just go to the website at franchise.org and then look at all the franchising opportunities. Kind of educate yourself about franchising, which is going to be a good franchise for you. So that's a perfect place to start. I'm going to go back to my original information. Prices starts around $5,000 for a service without a lot of overhead to run up to $2 million on established brands like McDonald's. You can't get a loan for portions of this, but you're going to have a liquid investment of upfront money, at least a quarter of $1 million to $300,000 for McDonald's or even a dealership franchise. And they will train you. They want you to become successful. They're going to look at the market you're going to be in. So even dealerships would do a lot of the homework for you and kind of help you, but you're going to have to come up with that capital investment. Sales of goods and services provided by franchises now account for roughly $2.1 trillion annually. There are approximately 825,000 franchise units operating in the United States, and those businesses employ nearly 18 million workers. So I'm going to leave you with that. Kind of beware of what I just mentioned, the four things that you need to look at. But go to that website, do your homework, do your due diligence, and if you have any questions, go ahead and email me. I'm going to bring someone on the show probably next month from that organization to talk about franchise. Everybody, thank you for listening to the Core Business Show. It's Tim J.K., your host. And you can download this episode on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to play an ad from our sponsor before we go so I don't get murdered. It's from Apple Capital Group. Hold on.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida, is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Core Business Show. So, again, if you're looking at franchises, just do your due diligence. Look at that website I just gave you, franchise.org. It has every franchise in the United States. Do your homework. Go into something you're passionate. Don't look because of the rewards of it. Look at something that will work with your schedule, work for your family, that you really have interest and passion in, or that you know that you can do well in. Don't take a truck driving type franchising and you're a restaurateur. So kind of stay with the things that you know and that you can excel with and you have passion for. Everybody, thank you for listening to The Core Business Show. I'm Tim J.K., your host. Everybody have a great day, great weekend.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.